This is Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. And right now you're listening to College Survival Guide. And I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. So last week I had my very first live show, and I loved it. Super nervous, but you know, I made it through and it was super fun. It was a blast. Being on the air with all of you listeners out there. Again, I was really inspired by an old childhood favorite television series of mine called Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. And I just decided to do kind of like a spin-off college edition, radio edition, off of that. So just to recap, previously last week on my show, I talked about keeping an open mind when you're going to college, starting out. And I introduced topics like the relationship that you have with your parents in college, and kind of how that changes and shifts a little bit, as well as keeping in contact with your siblings and how important that is, and kind of transitioning into adulthood and how that's a really big step for a lot of people. And then a little bit about how or what your freshman year is like and initially what your first couple of weeks are going to be like and whatnot. So, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, so I've been in college for 2 years. This is my third year. So going on my third year, I'm a junior. So, you know, I'm pretty much an expert on all things college. Just kidding, but I do know a lot, and I do have a lot of knowledge and wisdom to impart to all of you guys. So stay tuned for the next hour throughout my show. So I did a lot of thinking this weekend, kind of thinking about where I'm going to take this next show and kind of what I wish I knew more academically going into college, before coming to college and starting my freshman year. So I kind of came up with some things. So first, classes. Why are you really here anyway? So you're here, you know, to get an education ultimately. So that's like the main purpose for college, for most people. So college classes, you're gonna notice a complete shift in atmosphere and environment. At least I did. Like, it was completely different. Maybe it was just the high school I went to, but it was just a very different vibe, an atmosphere. So no one's telling you what to do. That's like a really big thing. And they're not telling you where to go or what time to be there. It's all on you. It's kind of a free-for-all, and the responsibility is completely yours. So you're not gonna have, you know, the dean of students like calling up your parents, letting them know that you ditched your 8 a.m. class. Like, it's all on you. No, your parents aren't, you're not gonna get in trouble for playing hooky. There isn't a principal. You're not gonna get detention or grounded or anything like that. So from this point on, it's pretty much all of your decisions are yours and yours alone, which can be good and bad, you know, as you're learning. But ultimately, it's great. You're free to do like pretty much whatever you want. But hopefully, you know, you do choose to be responsible for the most part, because you are, after all, here to learn and make something of yourself. So on that note, choose your classes and class times carefully. I think, like, a lot of people make the mistake of, like, getting a little bit too in over their head, and maybe they take on a bunch of, like, random difficult courses or rigorous courses, or they just decide to do something that's just not for them. Or, like, I know, like, with me, I, 2 semesters in a row, just, like, the way, what classes I chose and, like, how they all meshed together, it was just, like, an awful schedule. And, like, nothing really matched up. And it wasn't necessarily, like, difficult for me. It was just, like, the classes, the combination of classes just was not fun. And it wasn't, it was a very stressful time, and it wasn't that good. So I think ultimately, just when you're, before you make your schedule, just really think about the types of classes, and like all of that stuff. So you definitely really need to like know yourself, and take a step back and really think about what's best for your learning style. Don't necessarily choose classes because of like what, like it may seem easy or difficult, or like judge it by its name or whatever, or because your friends are taking it. Like, take it because like you want to take it and you think you're going to thrive and do well in that class. So, you know, if you're like a morning person, for example, like, and you have a lot of energy and like eagerness to learn, like in the AM or whatever it is, take morning classes. Like, you know, you'll get them out of the way, and then you have your freedom for the rest of the day to do homework or sleep or eat, adventure, whatever it is. But then you know, if you like to sleep in until 12 and you're like, you're groggy in the morning and you aren't a morning person and you just kind of want to take the morning slow and slowly get up, then, you know, maybe you're like an afternoon, evening class taker. And, you know, you work, a lot of people I know like work better late at night and they're somehow able to stay up until 4 a.m. like writing a paper or doing their homework because they just have all this energy because they slept in. So really, you just will know that about yourself and you're going to find your own groove with like your homework and your classes and your schedule and all of that. And college is great in that way, I think, because your schedule can be very flexible and you make it work for you. And you're not, like, I noticed I was no longer doing things or like making things work for like my family unit or anything like that. Like, I am my own family unit and I'm my own person, and it's really about what works for me. I don't have to worry about like my parents or my sister or anything like that. So you really just find what works best for you. And really quick, guys, we're going to take a moment break. I'll be right back in just a second. Thanks so much. All right, guys, and we're back. Just a reminder, you're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California. Beautiful Dominican. And you're listening to College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. So let's jump right back in. So now I'm going to talk about professors. So now that you're in college, you know, you don't have teachers, you have professors. And it's kind of cool, I think, like, addressing them as professor. Like, the first time I called my professor, I felt like I was, like, out of Harry Potter or something. Like, it was really cool in kind of, like, a weird way. Weird, nerdy way. But, you know, a lot of people, I think that's, like, oh, like, you know, you've become an adult now and it's a professor. Moving on. I'm going to talk a little bit about the types of professors you're going to meet while in college at some point throughout your 4 years. You may or may not see these people, but most likely you're gonna have these characters in your classroom. So first, my personal favorite, the overly attached to the syllabus professor. So this professor is gonna constantly refer to the syllabus, and they may even change it like 10,000 times throughout the semester, which is gonna be super annoying and hard to keep up with, but you know, you'll do it. But you can ask this professor any simple question or, like, just any, like, inquiry, really, about, like, the class or what you're learning, and they're most likely going to respond with, check the syllabus, or, well, if you read the syllabus, you wouldn't be asking me that. So, you know, and other, like, pointless remarks like that, you know, about the syllabus. So You're going to end up hating the word syllabus by the end. But anyway, the syllabus is going to be their baby and the main form of communication between, like, you and them. So it's going to be, like, what's due, like, upcoming projects, assignments, like, the semester schedule, and, like, pretty much, like, everything else you're going to need to know about the course all laid out on the syllabus. So, you know, at the end of the day, I joke around and make fun of it, but syllabi are really a helpful resource. So read up, folks. The late one. So you'll surely have a professor who's always late, like, and maybe, you know, they have time management issues, who knows, but you and everyone else in the class is going to be there before the professor, like, every time. You know, every day they're going to walk in, maybe, like, it could be 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, 15 minutes, maybe, I've never really had one show up later than, like, 20 minutes, but so that was a side note. Anyway, but they might be, like, a complete hot mess, like, carrying a bunch of stuff, like, they're gonna, like, frantically, like, be frazzled and apologize. But then some of them, like, show up late, but they jump right into the lecture. Like, they somehow just, like, boop, like, turn on the little smart board and get rolling on the lecture. And no one's prepared because we've all just been sitting there talking. And then now we have to, like, scramble and get, like, a pen and paper or a laptop, whatever, and start taking notes. But for myself, like, secretly you're thanking this professor because it buys you a little bit more time to get to class. Like, I'm notoriously kind of late as a human, so I don't really have the best time management. But hey, you know, I'm learning. I'm in college. I'm learning and growing. I'm learning that time management. But anyway, if I do have a late professor, I'm, like, low-key kind of glad. I'm like, well, you know, at least, like, they're 10 minutes late and I was only 5 minutes late. So, like, I kind of have a little bit of time. Like, I have between, like, 7 and 7:15 relatively to, like, get to my class. So it's kind of like a blessing in disguise. Next, the monotone. Oh, God. So, this type of professor, they kind of crack me up, in a sense, because they're always gonna talk, like, in a monotone voice, and you're either gonna fall asleep, on the one hand, or you're gonna work on homework for another class, maybe, text your best friend in the class with you. Some people film their professors on Snapchat or something. Or you might just straight up walk out of the classroom. I've witnessed, I may or may not have done this, but I've definitely witnessed people, like, they just can't take it anymore and they just leave, like, a couple, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes before class is gonna end because they're just like, I can't do this anymore. Hashtag I can't. But, this professor has mastered the art of making, like, any type of topic that may be even anywhere, like, slightly interesting, remotely, like, interesting to people. They're gonna make it boring. Like, somehow, they'll make the most interesting topic. Like, it could be your favorite movie. Boring, which is just, like, really tragic. And you could have a class that you're really looking forward to, and you're super excited for, and you're just pumped, and you're like, yeah, I'm ready for this class. And then you meet the professor, and you're like, wow, all right, this is who I have. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun semester. But for me, I mean, they're going to be so boring that it's just, like, it's funny. It just becomes, like, a joke. And then you'll just kind of, like, you know, put up with it for the rest of the semester and listen to their boring lectures on the daily. So next, the foreigner. So in the sense of, like, English is not their first language and they don't care about it. I have never had a professor like this, but a lot of my friends have talked about having a couple of professors that just don't, like, they don't even care that no one can understand them. And, like, people have told them, but they're just like, yeah, well, you're in this class, you took me as a professor, so deal with it. And they either just have, like, an extremely thick accent, or they just, I don't know, they don't enunciate their words, or they don't, like, they mumble, whatever it is. And more often than not, they may not change, because no one in the class is gonna bother to tell them. They're just like, whatever, this is my fate. But, so, story on that. So, as I said, I have never had a professor like this, but a lot of my business major friends took a financial accounting class, which the name, that name, financial accounting, that scares me. Like, I'm like, no, like, reasons why I'm a comm major, number one. The combination of the two just sounds awful. But from what I do know about the course, it's very rigorous, it's very difficult, and it's already hard to pass, like, in general. It's just, like, a lot of work, and you really got to be, like, dedicated and on top of your stuff in that class. But the professor for the class no one understood a word she was saying. She just, her accent or whatever it was just so powerful, and she also didn't care. Like, they were just like, she's very disconnected, she's very, you know, removed, she just doesn't care. And like, so many people I know, like, failed that class, or they had to retake it, or they barely passed, or they had to, like, fight their grade. But it's just kind of, that's, you know, a professor that you may or may not encounter, which will definitely be, like, a hurdle you'll have to hop over, but, you know, I believe in you, you'll get it done. So next, another personal funny favorite of mine, the one with no office hours. And I don't mean no office hours, like, I'm pretty sure that professors have to have office hours, but don't quote me on that, I'm not totally sure on the facts of that. But I do know that most professors, when you go to college, they have office hours. And for those of you that don't know, office hours, they're basically just like, it's like, you know, in high school, after school, you went to go talk to your teacher or whatever. So, and you, like, got help or tutoring or whatever it is. So office hours are just, like, you can meet with them, talk about, like, a grade or an assignment or something you didn't quite catch or understand. Basically, it's like they are setting aside private time and separate time for you to, you know, walk in and, like, have a chat and kind of talk about something that you may not be understanding or whatnot. So, anyway... So you're going to have that, you may have that one professor, I've had like one or two of these, that they're just like, they have no interest in sticking around to help. They're just like, they're ready to get the hell home, like, or go wherever. So they're just like, they are very, again, disconnected, and they don't, they have like ridiculous office hours policy. So like, yeah, you know, class, if you need me, my office hours are from 12 p.m. to 12:03, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then they'll have, like, a ridiculous, like, you have to email me ahead of time to book an appointment, because so many people are going to come in from 12 to 12:03, and they won't accept drop-ins. But anyway, and if they don't have, like, a weird or awkward time constraint or whatever, they're going to have, like, an odd meeting location, like, somewhere just completely unrelated from the class, or, like, where your class actually meets on a daily basis, or where their office is, or wherever, like, yeah, like... We're going to meet on the roof of the Dominican Sisters Convent if you need me. Like, just super random. Like, thanks so much for all your help, Professor. But anyway, so this one, you will learn quickly and probably in the first week that this may be someone that you can't really rely on. But so you're going to have to seek outside help. But I think that this is the perfect opportunity to just kind of take advantage of the resources available to you, like meet with a tutor. Like at my school, meeting with a tutor is like so common and super helpful. It's like located centrally on campus, and you can walk in, they accept drop-ins, but you can also find someone that you maybe like mesh well with, or they know you, and like you can consistently meet with them and get help. And they have so many different options, like student mentor type of tutors, or like older people, or people in the field, or graduate students, whatever it is, like it's all going to be like specialized, so it's a specialized environment for your needs, which is super cool. So with a professor that does kind of have limited office hours, you definitely learn to take advantage of like the resources available to you, and not just Dominican, but at any college you go to, like college in general, they're gonna have like some sort of like resource center, for lack of better words, where you can just kind of go and like pretty much everything that you may need will be there, which is super cool. And everyone, all my lovely fans out there and listeners, we're gonna take a quick break. And just a lovely reminder that you've been listening to College Survival Guide on DU's very own Penguin Radio. I'll be right back. Thanks so much for joining me.
Energetic, smart, sometimes crazy, but but always real. It's happening here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, guys, I'm back live on Penguin Radio. That's radio.dominican.edu, and you're tuning in to College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal, and let's jump right back in. So before the break, I was talking about the types of professors you may or may not encounter in college, good, bad, or otherwise. So on that note, the jokester. There's always that one teacher that just thinks they're super funny, and they're just like a ball of joy, and they're super funny. They may think they're original, but they're just kind of corny, but you love them anyway. One time I had a professor who literally, like, he said a joke after every sentence, pretty much. And then he had this cute little, like, snort laugh, and he would laugh at all of his jokes, which is super funny. But he was great, low-key. I was oftentimes the only one laughing in class, which was a little embarrassing, but I just thought he was super funny. Like, everything he said, like, he was just this cute little old man, and, like, he always made jokes, and, like, I always thought it was funny. Like, he was a hoot. And, like, everything we learned somehow, like, always turned into, like, a joke. Not, like, a real joke. Like, he wouldn't joke about serious topics, but just kind of, like, make it kind of sarcastic or funny, which I always just thought was hilarious. Like, he was just a really funny guy. And plus, you don't want to be that student in the class that, like, is just, like, too serious and, like, can't take anything, like, not seriously. Like, there's so many times, like, in that class with the professor making jokes, like, there's always those kids that just sat in the corner and, like, with the straightest face possible, didn't laugh, didn't blink, just, like, sat there, like, hating the world. So laugh at with whatever your professors, because, like, that they're just trying to, like, make it interactive and fun. So you're definitely going to get a jokester teacher. But they just make the class fun and interesting, so I love it. Now, the cocky one. This is a love-hate. So there's that professor that's, like, they may just think they're, like, smarter than everyone. Like, yeah, 10 PhDs and 20 different subjects, and it only took me a year to finish my undergraduate career. Blah, blah, blah. So, like, okay, you know, we get it. You're great, and you're really smart, and you know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. This professor, they're gonna get under your skin a little bit, but don't worry, at some point you're gonna get used to their constant bragging, and they probably don't mean it. They probably just, that's some people's way of letting you know that they're there to help, and that you can always come to them, because after all, they know everything. So, this is another just funny personal favorite of mine. The one who's against technology, which I find super ironic, being that, like, it, you know, it's the modern world, and it's 2016, and, like, everything's pretty much technology-based now, and, like, a lot of how us younger people are learning is through, like, the media and through technology, but it's just kind of funny. This is definitely a big one for me. Like, I've had professors that are like, all right, let's put the laptops away, DJ Royal, is that a phone, you know, in your hand? And I'm just like, bro, like, I'm taking notes on my laptop, like, it's fine, calm down. But I mean, like, in their defense, of course, like, I occasionally online shop or maybe scroll through the gram a little bit here and there in class, but regardless, you know, I still pay attention, like, I take notes, but in all seriousness, people, you know, the ones that are against technology, it's funny, because a lot of times, we are actually, you know, taking notes on our computers and whatnot, but some of them, like, really freak out about phones and computers, iPads, like, watches, you know, earbuds, whatever it is, any form of technology in their class. Then you're gonna have a professor, you may or may not have a professor, who cancels class, like, all the time. So this is, again, a love-hate situation. Like, I mean, boy, let me tell you, when I get an email that class is canceled, like, best believe, I'm so happy. Like, I can sleep in, like, especially, like, if it's, like, a 9:25 class, I'm like, yes, like, I don't need to wake up early, I can slowly wake up, you know, roll out of bed, like, make some coffee, like, watch it, brew, smell it, like, it's great, you know, watch the news, enjoy like some music, whatever, and like glow up for class and like or the rest of my classes go throughout my day. Like it's a great thing when class is canceled. But then on the other hand, it's like it's kind of like a waste of like time and money in a sense. But then there may be a professor that cancels class, but then when you actually do have class, they just surprise you, and they love surprises. They love to surprise you with like exams and essays and things that you never learned because they weren't there to teach you. But it ends up being funny, and that in a way, like as the premise of my show, like the whole time I keep mentioning like a learning, growing experience. With all these things that are thrown your way that are new, like maybe like an interesting professor or something about their teaching style that you don't agree with, or something that the whole class kind of collectively is like, you know, like we're not really learning, or this is kind of a weird situation, like whatever it may be, you learn how to handle yourself with all this newness. So like if you do have a professor that, you know, throw stuff at you, everyone comes together and like, hey guys, let's have a study group because like we didn't really know about this test because they didn't tell us. But you end up like learning to like find allies and like make allies and friends and connect with your peers and your acquaintances and classmates. And it ends up like everything in college, good or bad or otherwise, as I keep saying, like whatever the case may be, you're gonna learn from it. And you're gonna get something out of it that maybe you never thought you would. So that's what I think is great. All right, that was a bit of a rabbit hole, but reeling myself back in onto the professor that cancels class. Moving on. I like to call that professor the ghost professor. You never really see them until, like, you know, there's, like, really something really big, like an exam or test or final. Maybe the final, no. Just kidding. But, the weird one. So this is probably the most common. Like, I mean, everyone on earth is weird, and like we all just are collectively weird as people in different ways. But the weird one, so many, there's a lot of weird professors, but in their own way. But there's like notoriously weird ones on every campus. Like there's just always gonna be like that professor that people are like what's going on, who is this guy, or girl, whoever you are. But this professor, they might be super clueless and say really strange things, or they just, like, we've all, you know, had those professors that are just a little bit weird and you kind of question what they do. Maybe it's their voice or pitch or, like, the way they dress or the way they move their head, like, I once had a professor who would just, like, take his pen and, like, put it in and out of, like, his pocket. Like, it was, like, a fidgety thing. And we all were just like, why does he keep doing that? It was super distracting, actually. But it was kind of funny. Like, everyone just kind of, that's what I mean about, like, in your class, you're just going to, like, it ends up being such a good thing because you meet people and you laugh and, like, you interact with your classmates. And I know a lot of people, like, that's another thing with, like, freshman year, going back. It's full circle. Like, if you do have like a weird, interesting situation in your class, like you don't know anybody, like you don't know a soul, like you're going into your freshman year and you don't know anyone, and especially in your classes. And like after all the fun and stuff from orientation week is over, you're going to your class and you're like, all right, like I don't have my orientation group, or I don't have like my roommate or this one person I met in my hall or whatever. Like you're literally solo going to class, and while it's very liberating and freeing and like it's an independent thing, it's also like super scary and nerve-wracking. So when you are going to your first class ever, and maybe you have like a kind of like like quirky strange professor, like you make friends with your classmates and you find allies and like study buddies and all that stuff. So, anyway, back to the weird professor. At the end of the day, the weird professor that I had once, I literally, every time I see him, I laugh. Like, I laugh to myself on campus. Like, I'll be walking with my headphones, I see this guy, and I start giggling a little bit, because he was just, like, he was a hoot, and like he was so funny, like everything about him, his mannerisms, and you know, we made fun of him, but weird and all, he was a good guy, and a good professor, and like he made it fun ultimately. Like his weirdness made it a little bit more interesting, and it got people more engaged, which I think with everything I've been saying about all these different types of professors, there's a distinct trait with all of them that somehow makes people, for the most part, pay attention, and unless it's like a monotone teacher. But if they have some weird thing about them, or just some difference, or like they're not just like quote unquote normal, it makes somehow everyone interested and pay attention and like get more involved. Because you're just like, what's going on in this class? But I don't know what's going on in this class, but this is what the class is, and this is what I'm gonna learn, and this person's teaching it to me, and I'm gonna learn the information. So there you have it. These are some of the professors you may have while in college. Now, of course, these were all slight exaggerations, you know, all in fun. And at the end of the day, the connections you'll make with your professors will benefit you so much, academically, socially, personally, and they're gonna support you, and they're gonna get to know you and the type of person you are. And I feel that they really have your back when you need them. Like, I found that there are a few professors that I'm still close with, even from freshman year, and from last year, and like already starting out this year of my first couple weeks of junior year, I already have some professors that I love and adore, and we're close, and I know that if I need them, I can go to them for something. And they know me, and I can tell that they really care about me and what's best for me still. And they give me tips, suggestions, whatever it is. And they want to help me grow as a person. And they also want to help me like get a job, internship. Like almost every week or so, or like every couple of days, some of my professors send me emails or links, or they're like, hey, like, I know that you like this, or that you're interested in this one day. Like, how about you? I'm going to get you in contact with this person for the future, or like, come with me to shadow this person in this field. So it's just like, whatever it is, it's really great to make those connections. And that's what I think is really good about going to a smaller school. And to everyone listening out there, you may or may not go to a small school. It's really up to you. Again, like, stressing the importance of knowing yourself and your learning style and all of that stuff. It's about what is good for you as a student and as a person. But if you do go to a small school like myself, it's a small private school, it's great. Like, I can't imagine myself anywhere else, because the community has been built here and that, like, flourishes and, like, I'm sure will never die. Like, it's only going to continue to grow stronger. And with every year where new sets of students comes in, it just grows stronger and stronger. And you're adding more personalities and more people and more differences and more qualities and like different skill sets and all that, and we're all coming together and we're all a community, and there's such a strong faculty, staff, professor like base as well, and like they are honestly, in my opinion, the backbone of the school. They never fail to let students down. Like, they know that I said that incorrectly. They never let students down, and they never fail us. They are always there for us, and they're always just available. Like, what I love is the open door policy. I know, like, you know, sometimes I'm that annoying kid that's always going in, like, for a question or a comment or whatever, a concern. But at the end of the day, like, that's what they're there for. And, like, they want everyone on campus keeps an open door policy for just that. Like, if you need something or you get in a weird situation and you're like, oh shoot, like I need this or that, or like I'm gonna need help with this, or I need to talk to someone about that, there's always gonna be someone available. There's an open door, there's someone you can talk to. And if one person's not available, like the receptionist or the whoever it is gonna find someone else for you, or they're gonna be like, you know what, like come back in 10 minutes. Or like some people, I've spoken with some people who have forfeited their lunch breaks just to speak with me and to help me out, which that's so invaluable to me. You can't find that kind of support like just anywhere. So I'm gonna end there on that note. All right, listeners, we're gonna pause for a quick break again. You're listening to College Survival Guide here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And when I get back, we're gonna talk about the types of students that you'll meet in college. So I was talking about the types of professors that you may or may not encounter. And now, as a student, these are the other types of students that you either will become or be or maybe are or that you're for sure gonna meet in college. So stay tuned. Be back soon. Hey guys, I'm back here live in Angelico Hall on Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be discussing the different people you'll meet, the different students you're going to interact with, encounter. Maybe you'll be friends with them, have classes with them, etc. in this next segment. So here we go. All right, the dumb questioner. They're not dumb. Let me clarify. The person themselves are not dumb, but they're a questioner. And this may be the most annoying kid in class. You will all wonder why and how maybe they're in college. Just kidding. But they are going to be the type of person that's just, they just love to talk and they love to hear their own voice. And they're going to say that they're just clarifying, you know, but they just, or they just want to make it seem like they care more about the class, or like, maybe they want to be teacher's pet, whatever it is. But they just, like, the questions they're going to ask are going to waste people's time. And I know me and my friends have laughed about some people that just ask random questions that are just completely irrelevant and don't have anything to do with what we're learning. And It doesn't make any sense. Heck, they might be continuously asking questions right until the very end of class, or at least past a few minutes past class even. So next we have the frat boy wannabe. So this dude, he's your ally, ultimately. He'll constantly be promoting the next rager. He can get you into all the parties. He might be super annoying at times. He'll never take his sunglasses off in class. But hey, at least he knows how to have a good time. You'll end up thanking him on the weekend. All right, and now we have the quadruple major, triple minor know-it-all. So, golly, this student does the most. But not in a good way. So they're going to be maybe quadruple majoring in, I don't know, Canadian studies, Swahili, surf science, golf management, all in one. And they will surely make a point to make sure everyone in class knows that. And they will constantly be reminding people how much they know and how broad they're reaching with all these different majors. And then you're going to have the girl who's always like 30 minutes late to class or even more, and you're just gonna ask yourself why they even bothered showing up to class because there's like 5 minutes left in class, and they're gonna walk in like, yo, I'm so late. Yeah, you are late, like significantly, and the professor noticed you are not sneaking in at all. And they might bring in some smelly food, they're gonna be loud, they might like, I don't know, trip or fall, drop something. I've seen some people like knock stuff over from other people's desks, and then it just creates a further mess, and then everyone's laughing, and like it's completely distracting. And then, along with that, the person who's always late, they're gonna be like a really loud whisperer, and like, honestly, like whispering in general is just kind of like a weird thing because so many people are loud whisperers, and I just mumbled on that. Whisperers. They're loud whisperers, and they think that they're being quiet, but they're not. They're literally so, they might as well speak at a normal volume. They'd have better luck speaking at a normal volume because they might be quieter even if they spoke in a normal tone than when they whisper, because it's just super loud and annoying. What did I miss? So it's just, they're hilarious as well. And then you might see a student that doesn't pay attention at all, and they're always distracting you. They might even sit next to you. They're gonna, I don't know, they'll be on YouTube, Instagram, they'll be looking at a text message, they'll show you a text message. There might even be someone that's like, oh, hey, can you read this? Like, what do you think this person's trying to say to me? And it's just like, I'm in class, like, can you not? Like, now's not the time or place. Or, I don't know, they'll make fun of someone else or just, like, tell a dumb joke. Like, they'll just distract you, and they'll be funny, but then at the end of the class, they'll be like, hey, can I get the notes? No, you can't get the notes. Well, be a nice student, you give them notes, help them out. But they're just gonna be super distracting. Then there's gonna be someone in your class, maybe, that they're the no-show until the final, as I like to say. And then you'll see them on the day of the final, like, I didn't even know you were registered in this class because you were literally never there. Do you even go here? And then you're going to always see, never fail, maybe the most common type of student, the sleeper. I don't know why they sleep in class. You know, there could be several causes. Maybe they didn't get enough sleep. Maybe they pulled an all-nighter. Maybe, I don't know, they just are always, they stay, like, asleep. But this person will be funny. There's going to be, like, different types of, like, the sleeper student. So there's going to be one that, like, they sit in the very back of the class, and they do, like, the little head nod, like, the head bob thing, because they're, like, sleeping, like, straight up in their chair, and their head's going to bang against the wall, and it's going to be super funny. But then there's also, like, the reverse head bob, where it's like forward and they're like just like rocking, super funny. Definitely get it on the snap. But yeah, moving on. Then there's the athlete that loves talking about being an athlete. Somehow in class, with completely unrelated topics, they're gonna talk about being an athlete. It'll just come up, and like it'll be completely unrelated, but they'll somehow find a connection to them being an athlete. It'll be low-key annoying, but you'll get over it. And then there's going to be, I don't know, maybe the dude that always has headphones in, and then you get assigned in a group project with him, and he doesn't take out his headphones still. You never see him without headphones. he sleeps, showers, does whatever with headphones. And then you're trying to talk to him, get him to work on the group project, and he'll still have his headphones in. Personal funny favorite, the one who's always sick. Like, bruh, why are you even in class? Like, you're contaminating everything. And, I mean, low-key, that was me a couple weeks ago because I was sick and I came to class anyway. But anyway, there's consistently the one person that just stays sick. And you're like, how are you always sick? Like, what is your immune system? Like, do you even have one? Like, you're always sick. You're sneezing, you're coughing, you're hackling, whatever, being super loud. And then you're going to see the Snapchat addict. This is totally, like, my generation summed up. Like, everyone is pretty much 24/7 on Snapchat, but the one that's always on Snapchat in class and they want to Snapchat you with like the dog filter in the middle of the professor's like lecture, and you're just like, can you not? Like, they're looking at us right now, and they stopped talking to make sure that everyone knows that we're being super distracting right now because you're putting me on Snapchat. And then, you know, moving on, there's gonna be like the party girl. She rolls into class with like a hoodie and sunglasses on because maybe she drank too much juice the night before. She's just gonna be a mess. But that might be you. So just a forewarning. Everyone kind of gets their turn. I like to think to be one of these types of students. So, but it's okay. It helps you grow. And then lastly, the one who's unprepared, like always. And then again, it's like, we attend a university here. Like, we are in a university classroom, and you're unprepared. Yeah, I get it. You know, we're all human beings. Sometimes, you know, you're not really prepared, or you wake up and you just have a bad morning or a bad day, bad week, bad month, maybe. But regardless, like, if that's you all the time, like, you gotta make a change. But I've definitely seen some people that are always unprepared. They don't have a pencil, they don't have a pen, they don't have paper. They don't have a binder. They don't have a backpack. They don't have shoes. Like, they don't have anything. Like, they and they're borrowers. Like, that goes hand in hand with, like, the borrower type of student. Like, yo, can I get a pen? Like, can I have a piece of paper? And, like, we've all been there. But there's always going to be that one person that just shows up to class with, like, their phone and, like, I don't know, a piece of gum or something. And, like, they're not going to be prepared whatsoever for the class. They're not going to know what's going on. They're always going to ask you for the notes. A picture of the notes or a picture of the slideshow, whatever it is. But again, kind of as going off of what I was saying about the professors, this is all in fun, a little bit exaggerated, but of course, you will definitely experience these types of students and professors. And as I keep reiterating, like, it really helps you grow, and you're honestly, it's like you jump into this situation of the complete unknown. All these new people, all these new faces, all these new situations, and you really don't know what you're doing. You're gonna think you know what you're doing, and you're gonna try and go off of your past experiences. But nothing, there will be nothing like college. Like, any type of thing that you experience in college, it's gonna happen there. It's gonna stay there in that memory of that time that you were in college, and it's going to be great, it's going to be fun, but it's definitely the biggest learning experience, maybe, of your life, which is why I'm going to teach you the best, or I'm going to help you learn about the best 4 years of your life, like how to survive the best 4 years of your life, because that's what it is. Like, you're surviving, you're growing, you're learning, like, you're moving up as an individual, and, like, you're honing your skills, your talents, like, your personality traits, like, and you're becoming, like, this collective person. And while in college, you might feel like you're all over the place. Like, I certainly do. Like, I just feel like a spaz all the time. Like, I always have something going on. Like, I can never just have a normal day. Like, there always has to be some weird situations. But, like, it's funny. And, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, it's helping me as a person. And you don't have to have it all together. It's okay not to have everything together. You're young. Like, when you start out, you may be 18, 19, like, you're still a kid. Like, you're a young adult. You're a young adult because you're, like, you're starting to go off into the world and learn how to be an adult. So again, like, I would like to close my show by saying thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in with me. That was a great hour. had a blast. Thanks so much for listening. This was a really fun topic, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Just a reminder, you are listening to College Survival Guide with DJ Royal here live on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, home of Dominican University's Penguin Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in. All right, next, stay tuned though for the next hour. We're gonna have my two cents with Captain Quality, and he's a dear friend of mine. He has a lot of great, interesting things to say. So make sure you're tuning into that next show for this next hour. It's gonna be very interesting, unique, and funny from what I hear. So I'm just gonna leave that kind of mystery out there, but definitely stay tuned. Thank you guys so much. Reminder, College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal. Thanks so much. Peace.